One more time. Just cut me. You got it. My auntie got it. Ankh. So, we are going to speak with Uncle Selassie, the master of ceremonies for this episode. This is episode something of episode something. It will be edited in. You can expect to hear on this episode myself and MSA graduates. He's going to speak his accolades as I just go on to share with you this brilliant mind that is about to enlighten us on a bunch of topics, from the power of sound to spirituality to rhythm to vibrations to energy. He is a definite wizard, mystical, intelligent, highly intelligent, highly vibrating being residing out of Boston. You can catch his radio show on the airwaves, and he'll let you know when and where to tune into that. But for now, enjoy the vibrations. We got the child vibrations, we got the mom, the homeschool mom vibrations going on, and we're about to have a very interesting show, a very interesting one. So tune. Jossie, I say tune. He's feeling shy right now. He's feeling shy because he's like, Mom, listen to me. I don't want to tune. Mm-hmm. I'll tune for him. I'll tone. Tune. And my auntie. Yeah, she likes it. Peace for now.
Hello.
Selassie Selecta.
Bless up, bless up. How's everyone doing today?
We are well. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Developing Organically. This is my space, my podcast space. And I asked you to join us so that you could make an impact on the people as you do on me.
I definitely appreciate it. I'm usually on the other end of the mic, but I appreciate being invited.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much.
So for those Tabia. Who are wondering, who are we speaking to? We are speaking to Ross Selassie and Silo, right? Did I pronounce that right? And Silo.
Oh, yes. Yep.
He's a cosmic sound artist and DJ for the last 18 years. He is a radio show host on Rastafari Radio, WZBC 90.3 FM in Boston. He's an award-winning poet, drum maker, player, sound vibrational health practitioner, alkaline cook, and Jaja Juice owner, and he holds a degree in communications from Boston College and is currently attending Chatham University Masters of the Fine Arts for Filmmaking, Art, and Digital Technology. Whew. And he definitely is someone to know. He's someone to have in your corner, in your circle. Definitely made a huge impact on how I view the world from my own perspective, and I'm happy that he agreed to join us today.
Well, I appreciate you, Empress Lioness Tabia, and your beautiful introduction of, you know, I mean, I don't I'm not into accolades or anything like that, but you know, it's appreciated when someone wants to hear your story. So yes. Give thanks for the opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. So what are you working on right now? Are you in the kitchen? Are you making a playlist? Are you working on instruments? What is the day to day in the life of Mr. Selassie Selecta?
Well, right now I'm working on a mobile podcast studio where we could actually do, you know, similar to what you're doing in terms of there's a lot of podcast movements going on. And, you know, as we used to do some podcasting back in the day, The Lioness, if you remember, and, just perfecting DJing on a mobile level, being able to use voice, word, and sound anywhere. So anytime, you know, as you called me, I could call you and we could listen to just these sounds of nature, which I'm playing in the background. Right now I'm playing a Jungle River, 512 kilohertz. And it's 11 hours of pure nature of the Jungle River flowing, you know, because we need them. We need those positive sounds and vibrations for our soul, you know?
Yes. It's funny that you said that. All last night, I went to sleep with different hertz frequencies. I played a chakra clearing meditation, and then that led to a, like, overcoming fear, like 528 hertz. So if the people don't know what hertz means and the significance of hertz, can you break it down for them?
Well, you know, to talk about sound and kilohertz, you know, we're talking about frequencies, right? And when it comes to a sound, when it comes to real sound, we have to realize we're living in a matrix. Mm. When I say a matrix, we're living within a train of thought. We're living within a society. We're living within a box, you know. But originally in creation, we never was living in no box. We were living free. So what is free? Free means that the sounds are out the box. Mm. The sounds are not being contained within a container, within an envelope. The sounds are all around. Mm. And of course, they are free sounds in our society, but the sounds of Jamaica on the hills are not the same sounds of the concrete jungle. Okay. Because the reflections, the way that the waves bounce, the way that they recede into your skin, your vibration, your ears are all different according to the environment that you are in.
Okay. So would you say then it's important for us to incorporate different environments if we are, you know, members of the concrete jungle, if you will, if we just happen to exist on that side of the world versus in the lush tropical, you know, Caribbean that's available to all of us?
Well, I mean, my advice would be, because we're not scientists, you know, when we eat food, when we listen to music, when we doing this podcast, we have to become scientists. We got to learn how to use wires and equipment and technology. But ultimately, you know, we are the prize of technology. We are the ultimate creation. So that being said, we should always strive to connect back to our ultimate creation. What is ultimate creation? Ultimate creation is the elements in which the Most High has created for us. The water, the fire, the air, the trees, you know, and connecting to those things will just only help us be back in tune. See, they say in tune. That's not a coincidence.
Okay.
Like you tune an instrument back in tune to our original vibration. So, I mean, we can do things like we could create our own environment in our home to make the tuning a little bit better, you know?
Okay.
But I will ask you this, you know, Lioness Tabia. Would you think the shower is the same experience of washing yourself in a waterfall?
I think it could be if you open yourself up to it.
But realistically, if you were to take a shower in the waterfall versus a shower in your house.
Oh, no, it's definitely not the same thing. There's something about the natural spring water just penetrating you.
And it's cold as all as it's going to shock your body. Like, oh, my God.
It is cold, but then it massages you, too, and it wakes you up and it says, snap out of it.
Yeah, exactly. See, they said it wakes you up. So there's a certain amount of, just like working out, your body needs new experiences. So our bodies also, if we're living in, and this is not to say society is all bad. What we're saying is that you need balance in your own natural self in order to balance yourself out. So, you know, if you have too much city, you got to get some country.
Right.
If you have too much country, you might have to come to some city sometimes.
What are some signs that you've had too much city?
Some signs that you had too much city. I would say insomnia, not being able to sleep.
Okay.
Not being able to eat food that doesn't make a crinkling noise like a wrapper, you know? You know, not being able to actually pick a fruit and eat it directly from a tree or from a garden. Not being able to drink water directly from a spring or from a source that is a mountain source.
And not like a plastic container.
Without a plastic container. Those are signs that you have been detached from your natural element.
Okay, so how does one align themselves so that they can have that more frequently? What are some things we should be, because I'll tell you a personal story. I notice when I get busy and I get caught up in the concrete jungle, you take things for granted like meditation, prayer, gratitude. You just slip into an autopilot. So how are some ways we can stay present with what we actually need versus what this world is telling us that we need to continue to uphold the system, the matrix you were discussing?
So let me try to understand the question and I just want to say to the whole universe, greetings in the name of His Imperial Majesty, Empress Meninja, Rastafari High Selassie I, I, the power of the Most High, Head Creator, Lion of Judah, Conquering Lion, and Defender of the Fiat. So in that question, I want to say, you know, I want to get some clarity into what is the key part of that question. If you repeat it again.
Well, you just did it. You just acknowledged... you spoke to the universe, how you and the universe converse, and basically what sort of ritual or routine do you incorporate in your day-to-day that keeps you balanced, keeps you connected? Because often people disconnect, like you said, you have disconnected, and that's when you see the signs that you need to have more nature because you've had too much city. So what are some things we can do when we are in the city, but we do need to balance out, you know?
Yeah, I would say, as a Rasta man, you know, who's been fortunate and been blessed to been born into the Rastafari, you know,
right?
You know, not to say that you have to be born into Rastafari, but that's part of my story, being born into it,
right?
Meaning that I have lineage in it. I would say that it's very important to be able to sing. You know, even if you think you can't sing, everybody has a voice to sing, because what we say, chant, you know,
right.
And chanting is what they might term as a psychosis, because when people are rapping to themselves, hip hop, or they are humming to themselves, or they are actually talking to themselves, you're actually just trying to put a vibration out to yourself.
Right.
You know, so those people are not crazy or off their rocker. Imagine if you were singing to yourself. Would someone say you're crazy?
Right.
So
something we practice in this house is we will chant to someone before they leave.
Mm.
Like we'll be like, "Onk." You know, we onk each other.
Yeah, that's very nice, because if you listen to a tuning fork, will go, or the tone will go. Those tones are all within your voice, within your structure. So just like the Most High has created instruments, right? Natural instruments. The wood that you clack together can make a noise.
Right.
There's actual rocks called rock gongs. You hit the rock gong and it makes a big dong vibration.
Is the rock gong like the gongs that people hit in the yoga studios? Same thing or different?
Very similar vibration, but these are from the rocks of creation. So not even tainted or touched by man. Not to say the gongs are bad. Mm-hmm. To say that there's different levels of source, you know, whatever the source is from.
Right.
So the rocks are just made like that. And you just touch, you hit them, and they're found in Ethiopia. They're found in some Celtic, places, but a lot of times in the ancient African places. And you hit them, and they make this vibrational noise. And I'm pretty sure there's other instruments that were naturally created by the Most High that make these natural noises. And even just the elements, you know, just listen to the water, listen to the wind, right? Listen to the birds chirp. They all are going off a call and response.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could even say, like, when I go to my mother's village, you know, in Tobago, I don't need an alarm clock there. When I am there and I'm sleeping, there is a symphony. You hear the crickets. You hear the vibration. You hear the chirps, the frogs, and all of them are in rhythm. Mm. They're in rhythm, and then they raise up a vibration that is so irresistibly clear. It physically wakes you up from your slumber.
Mm.
And then the rooster comes.
That's almost like you said, it's a symphony. Nature has its own symphony. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Yes. Okay. It is a symphony. Oh. And to experience it is, you know, I can't even describe. What I just described is cool, but you have to really experience that to really get what we are talking about, you know?
Right. Need more nature, less city. More nature, less city. So let's talk about how you got into making drums and instruments. What was your journey?
Well, you know,
my youth in the background. Did it start?
Yes. Big up the youth. Yes, sir.
Big up to the youth, Jasir and Ma'ati.
Ma'ati, yes.
Yes, yes. So did it start?
The royal pickney there.
The royal pickney. I remember when I was a pickney, and now I'm a pickney's mother.
Yeah. It's a blessing and a joy, you know?
Yes, it is. We're potty training, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's very interesting over here. There's a lot happening.
Well, I give you so much props and so much respect for, you know, the multitasking, because you're not limiting your imagination to your possibilities, what you could do within your inner and outer universe. And that's very important.
That really means a lot, because sometimes you lose sight of what's important and you can start to slip into a place of disconnection, as if everything that is happening for you and in life in front of you wasn't meant for you, you know?
So exactly.
The gratitude. It's all part of the gratitude.
And to be limitless in your imagination, in your thinking, in your consciousness.
Right. Because what are limitations but just realizations that you are?
They're just self-doubt is what they really are.
Yeah, they're self-doubt.
Yes.
But yes, you were telling me a story of how you got acclimated with sound.
So, like, as a, you know, for myself, you know, my family are artists. You know, my mother is always being creative in the kitchen, and my father is a sculptor and a trained blacksmith. You know, just being around him and his friends, Rasta brethren, making jewelry and making, you know, like my godmother would make a lot of African garments and things. Being around these energies, you know, have really infused into the eye from since before I was even in the earth, because I was in my mother's womb when she was doing these things.
Right.
You know, and I just feel like it was just passed down into my cellular level. And I've always been around people that always have been creative in their own universes, you know.
Right.
So, big respect and ashe, rest in power, Emma Lewis, who's the founder of the National Center Museum of Afro American Artists. Mm-hmm. Which, there again, growing up, I would see so many different artists of the imagination, painters, sculptors, you know, speakers, historians, that all would connect the arts and the beautiful arts of society, you know. And telling stories through their artwork is also something that that kind of led me into my creativity. So when I, you know, I'm a fast forward, you know, my first poem I ever wrote, I never wrote a poem before. I was about 8 years old. I won a national award from the Environmental Protection Agency.
Oh.
And I had to go to meet the governor.
The
and,
EPA?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And that was the first poem I ever wrote. And, you know, I was a young youth and, you know, the teachers made the whole class and the whole school submit a poem. And, right. You know, I mean, it was about the environment and it's just a mystical thing, you know, that the first poem I ever wrote, I won this national award for.
Right.
And it got me thinking in terms
of... Was it mystical or was it your first realization that you were powerful?
It was just an affirmation in terms of, you know, my connection to the earth.
Gotcha.
And how my connection to the earth resonates with other people.
Gotcha.
You know.
Okay.
And then, so, I'm kind of going through the journey.
They're taking you places.
They are taking me. So uh-huh. So fast forward from the poetry to going to different schools where I always accelerated in the arts. And, you know, I had to get to college. And when I got to college, I had to pretty much survive, you know?
Right.
So, you know, growing up, my mother would always take me to the mass camps of Trinidad and Tobago and the Caribbean, you know, different islands in New York and different islands in Boston have houses in which they compete in the masquerade festival, what they call it, the mass, playing the mass.
Oh, mass camp, M-A-S-C.
Yeah, so mass camp.
Familiar with that.
Yeah, so those who don't know what a mass camp is, coming from the carnival, primarily a lot of Trinidadian organizations organize them, but they're not the only ones. We all do it together, actually, Jamaicans, Trinidadians, and we create these costumes. And what happens with the mass camps is that all the islands have a house, and they compete. And when they compete, they do it through the arts, you know, so they'll make their own masquerade costumes. And while this is happening...
Is it where all of the local artists, is it like how local artists got their spotlight?
Well, it's Trinidad, you know, the motto is together we aspire, together we achieve.
Uh-huh.
So the mass camp is just a reflection of group artistry, you know, working together as artisans. You know, it's like, it's not just about me for the art. We're doing the art together to create a result for the community, which comes out to be the carnival, you know? Right. So growing up around that,
it brings a lot of popularity and tourism, and it's how community, it's what community looks like.
Yeah, and if you actually looking back on those times, my mother would bring me to the mass camps. I appreciate that from her. Big up to my mother, Mama Kathy, and big up to my father, Baba Tau. I appreciate my mother for bringing me there because it really showed me how art could work together with people and communities. Right. And then give a result, you know, to the community. So art not just for the sake of just I'm an artist, I'm painting something just for my own mind, but I'm also being able to collaborate with other artists.
One second.
Yes.
One second. Jasir needs attention. Yes. What's up?
I think he wants to be on the podcast.
He wants to be on the podcast too.
Jasir, bless up.
Jasir, come. Come, say something to the people.
Bless up, Jasir. How are you?
How are you, Jasir?
Young lion. Young lion, Jasir. How are you? It's good to hear you again.
Say, I'm all right, man.
Hey, you a big boy. You's a lion. I want to hear your roar. Let me hear that roar. Like, roar.
Say, roar.
Roar. Rawr. Oh, there he go. Look, he turned it. Rawr.
That was my auntie.
Oh, my auntie was like, rawr. She's lioness.
But yes. So you do have something to say, huh? I think that was his attempt. So yes, so it was the mass attempt or the mass movement that brought the country together too. It was unification. What else was it?
Well, the mystical thing was that these mass camps were in America, you know, because I grew up here. And
they were from America.
Well, because the movement of West Indians, you know, would create these houses in New York and Boston and also other major cities where they were migrated, and then carried on the tradition of the mass camps from Trinidad and other islands into the cities.
Oh.
So this is where the mass camps now are in America. But right. See, it's almost like being in a Chinatown, because now you're in your culture in another place.
Right. And that just goes to show me that we can come together and we can do so without all of the obstacles that people face. It's not blood. It's not. That sounds like this guitar I teach them words with. What's that you're playing?
This is the Cora.
C-O-R-A?
With a, I think with a K.
Okay. Is it the little wooden?
It's the calabash with the strings on it.
The strings, okay.
Yeah,
I'm familiar with that one.
Playing a little bit for Josh Sayek. I know he likes that.
Yeah, it's definitely dissipated that energy that was manifesting before. He's back to a joyful state. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I know he likes the string instruments.
Gotta love the tunes.
Yeah.
You're familiar with the Power of Sound event that we're going to be having in the middle of April next month.
You know what? I'm sorry. I totally just didn't even answer your question about how I got to the drums.
Oh yes.
Why? But from the mass camps to growing up and going to college, I became a DJ to make money to survive in college. But I realized as a DJ how sound affected people. Mm. I realized certain songs can make people fight. Certain songs can make people hug. Certain songs can make people more camaraderie and more celebratory. And, you know, learning this through the years as observation of people, because I would DJ in clubs, boat cruises, sports bars, lounges, you know, private parties, universities. And through all the observation of different types of people, I realized that, you know, we are all creating a vibration and we're all responding to vibration, call and response. And then, you know, one day I met a Harvard grad student, Gretchen Elise, bless up. And she came with a drum making curriculum that she was starting called Drum Logic. And at the time I was a art director at the Boys and Girls Club. And, you know, we went through using recycled materials to make drums. Now, in this point, you know, I wasn't making drums physically because there was no resources for myself to make the wood, and I didn't have the tools to do this stuff. I was always interested in making beats and making music through my digital technology. So now when she came with the drum making, and I already was had a foundation in the arts, it was a perfect synergy, you know, to create some arts and crafts and instruments with youths. And from when the youth created these instruments of drums, they were so happy. They were so joyful. They were so appreciative. So shout out to Gretchen Elise for creating that curriculum and connecting some of the ancient arts of our indigenous people to the communities today.
Yes, and we're going to be replicating that event in Newark, New Jersey next month, so stay tuned. Selassie, we are approaching the 26-minute mark, so we are going to pause, but play out something. Play us out.
Oh, right now we are playing some of the Jungle River right now and that vibration. Mm. But as a DJ, you know I'm always ready to go. So what I want to bring to you is a little bit of jazz vibration. Right here. This is Lonnie Liston Smith. And this is called Beautiful Woman. So we give thanks and praise to the beauty of woman and the beauty of the souls of woman and man as they coexist in the duality of the universe.
And tell the people where they can find you, because I know they want more. Remind them of the radio show.
Yeah, you can find me WZBC 90.3 FM. That's right, WZBC 90.3 FM, broadcasting from Universal Sounds Incorporated, Rastafari Radio, where you can listen to some of the nice dub music, speeches, dub poetry, and roots and culture, world beat music, righteous music, Jaja music, you know, yes. Right on 9.3 FM, streaming live on WZBC.org, and the app is also online. You just type in WZBC and download the app and listen live.
Yes. Give thanks. I always appreciate your positive energy, and I look forward to you at the Power of Now getting the children acclimated with the instruments as you were.
Yes, blessed. Yes, Lioness Tabby. You know, appreciate the invite for the podcast. Appreciate your energy. And keep moving towards the divine consciousness and the growth of your inner and outer universal self.
Yes, sir. One love. All that jazz. Literally, all that jazz.
Yes. Love, peace, and guidance.
Yes.